I don't think of things as faults, what is missing in your life, because I don't think anything is missing. I think everything that you are is what you've chosen to be up until now. And you may be chronically late, for example, or you may be somebody who wastefully spends their money, maybe someone with a bad temper, and you might label these things as faults. On the other hand, if you do, then you're operating from this premise that where I am is somehow deficient and I got to repair these deficiencies. And it's much more effective to look at yourself as, how can I grow in these dimensions? This is what I am. This is what I do. I don't like this about myself. Rather than labeling it as a deficiency, labeling it as the choices that I've made up until now. And I think I'll work on new choices. You see, anything you have in life, you can state in positive or negative terms. Negative is a fault. Positive is just growth. We were in Hawaii, and I saw one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. It was a store, a little gift shop, and outside they had a sign. And the sign said, please enjoy your food and drinks outside the store. In other words, it didn't say, no, you can't come in the store, and how dare you, if you come in, we'll arrest you, and no food in the store, and all of that. It stated in a positive way what it was that they wanted and what their policy was. You hear people talking about a war on drugs. And as soon as you have a war, you have to choose up sides, and you have to have a winner and a loser, and you have to have armaments, and the drugs will continue to go on as long as there's a war. If we could phrase it in a positive way, let's focus on raising a drug-free culture. How many people out there are against terrorism? I mean, who isn't against terrorism? We're all against terrorism, but that's one of the reasons we continue to have terrorists, and we continue to have war in the world, because so many people are against it. If everybody who was against terrorism would phrase it in terms of, I'm for peace, and devote their whole life or their energy, the same energy that they devote against terrorism, for peace and work for peace. And imagine thousands and millions and of people working for peace instead of against terrorism, we would have a peaceful world. So the areas that you can grow in your life, look at them. I would like to be less dogmatic in my relationship with my wife. Instead of putting it into a negative, say, I am going to work on being a more pleasant person. I'm going to work on that. I am going to work at arriving on time instead of berating myself for being tardy and late all the time. I am going to spend more time working on this particular project that I'm involved in, writing this book or whatever it may be. I am going to devote more time to my children instead of I don't spend enough time with them. In other words, you state it in a positive way. And then you don't have to think of yourself as flawed. It's a perfect universe. It's a perfect world. It all works on harmony. It's all presented to us as this perfect system. Each one of us is a part of the perfection of it. The universe doesn't make any mistakes. See yourself that way, and then see yourself as making new and growth-producing choices rather than repairing faults and deficiencies. And you'll see yourself growing and growing and growing, and the things that used to immobilize you and depress you and get you upset and that you used to call faults or you used to call flaws no longer are seen that way. They're just seen as choices that you made along the way.